Vivo Regulars are a convivial group that's been growing lately. In fact, now that swing dancers have found this trio, it's hard to describe the eclectic sound.
Chamber pop?
That's singer, songwriter, pianist, and ukulele player Ruth Sharoma Foster. She started Vivo, which includes her husband, symphony clarinetist Norman Foster.
The other way we've described it before is like Pink Martini meets Carole King. We're bringing in the ukulele, and I'm strumming along, and then Norm's playing bass lines on the clarinet, and it's actually quirky and fun.
Since we don't have a drummer, I've been trying to utilize this new technique it's been on the mainland for a long time called the chop.
That's violinist Dwayne Padilla, who covers percussion with his instrument.
If you attack the bow in a certain way, it makes a scratchy sound, which we discourage all of our kids to make in the lesson. And then if you can add pitch, and then it starts to get interesting. And then
you sound like a beatbox. Yeah.
And then since we don't have a bass player, Norm brings out his bass clarinet, so he'll take the place of the walking bass or the funky bass.
I have recently started going to a church in Kahalu, St. John's Kahalu, and there's a very strong Hawaiian culture there. After church, we just kind of hang out and jam on the tables in the fellowship hall, and that was really fun. I wanted to be a part of that, so I decided to pick up the ukulele, and I think it really transformed the sound of our group. I don't know when and I don't know why. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. We're using all the different talents that we have. Dwayne and I both used our background in photography to shoot the video.
Ruth is a trained journalist and a copywriter, so anything that's written about Vivo, it's coming from her.
Norm did the cover art, so it's not just the music.
Vivo has just completed CD and video projects.
Me and Norm have been playing with the symphony a lot, so we have a lot of celebrity friends, and so we have cameos by Jimmy Borges on this video.
And Frank Deshaner.
It's actually not a music video of us playing, it's actually a story. It has a plot and drama.
Yeah.
There's a chase scene, theme, the pretty girl, the whole thing.
All three of you are so supportive of other artists in this community. Music, visual arts, dance, theater, you're always there, Norm.
Everyone needs to support all of the arts. It's very important to life, really. We believe that, you know, the arts feed each other. They inspire each other.
There's a certain chemistry that we have because Ruth, growing up, used to play a lot in church praise bands, and I did too. So that there's a certain chemistry, and that there's a certain musical vocabulary I was talking about earlier that's similar and very prayerful, and that's also very evident in the CD.
Vivo creates kind of a party atmosphere.
It always feels like this friendly place where you're going to meet somebody new all the time, and I think it's a Vivo culture in a way.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
Just